Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present How Bad Do You Want It? Mastering the Psychology of Mind Over Muscle by Matt Fitzgerald. Narrated by the author.
Foreword. Doing research to understand what limits endurance performance is not just an academic exercise. It also affects the way endurance athletes are tested, the way they train, and how they prepare for competitions. For the first 100 years in the history of exercise physiology, endurance was thought to be limited by muscle fatigue caused by energy depletion or inadequate oxygen delivery and consequent acidification of the locomotor muscles. As a result, endurance athletes wear heart rate monitors during training and have their ears pierced to measure blood lactate. Erythropoietin use has plagued cycling and other endurance sports, and tons of pasta and rice have been consumed before competitions. These are only some examples of how exercise physiology has had an impact on the lives of endurance athletes. Then, in the late 1990s, Professor Tim Noakes came up with the Central Governor Model, CGM. This model proposes that endurance performance is limited by a subconscious intelligent system in the brain, the central governor, that regulates locomotor muscle recruitment so that the speed or power output sustained over a race never exceeds the capacity of the body to cope with the stress of endurance exercise. The hypothesis is that if this